on this episode of Japan 2.0.
Emily and I always joke when we get to the register, we always just tell each other, the kids are going to really eat well. You know, we just start talking in English, you know, about how many children we have, because it looks like we're shopping for like the biggest family. Mystical world of game and wonder, arcade centers like no other, nostalgia, every moment, everything you see, wanna jump all on it, damn. Walking through these halls, my childhood is written on these walls, I breathe the air deep down, I know this place is where I belong, my destiny, my wildest dream, my fantasy, my inspiration and my energy, everything up to this point, this place has led me, yeah. There's no place that's better. My fascination can't go on forever. So real, like a faded meeting with a brand new new shape from beginning.
Hello and welcome to Japan 2.0. We are a podcast which covers topics such as what, Matt?
Well, today we're covering a topic such as grocery stores and supermarkets in Japan.
That's right. David. We're ourselves as a Japanese podcast. And you might not think of grocery stores when you think of Japan, but that's kind of one of our specialties is we try to cover very minute details of what it's like to live in Japan, especially long term. We've been here 5 years and going strong. And we try to give you the next best thing to living in Japan, which is maybe good for a time like in 2020 when people can't really travel that much. And we want to kind of take you on a trip to Japan and give you the daily life and let you know what it's like to grocery shop in Japan.
Yeah, and this is something that always kind of fascinated me when I was back home. We had some Japanese markets, and they were awesome. I mean, I don't know if you had any Japanese markets where you're from, but in Los Angeles, there used to be at least a couple of really good Japanese markets, and they were set up so cool, and they had all these, you know, all the Japanese products and sushi and, you know, bento sections and stuff like that. And I was wondering if that was the same in Japan. You know, that's I wondered that for a long time.
That's a good point. I didn't really consider. We had some like Asian marts, but we only had one really particular Japanese mart. It was called Noble Fish. It was pretty far. It was like an hour from my house, so I really had to travel there. It was very. I didn't start going until I was like 18 or 19 years old, you know, because as a kid, I wanted to go to those places, but it's harder to convince the people to take you there. But I think once or twice, even in high school, I was able to get my mom to take me to like a Korean mart, you know, and that's a really good point. For me, we lived in Korea before, so like our point of reference is, right, we're both American and we both lived in Korea. I would say for me, the Korean mart was more similar to the smaller Korean grocery stores. So I would say the Korean marts in the States are kind of like the smaller places in Korea. Korea has these massive big places, kind of like Walmarts, called E-Mart or Home Plus. And those, at least for me in America, I never had any kind of Asian mart. It was on that level. For me, the Japanese stores are a little more unique. But I imagine in California, you guys have much more authentic experiences. Do you feel like the Japanese stores in California are similar to the ones here in Japan?
Yeah, so these stores used to be pretty small. I felt like they were kind of around the size of a small market, like we have Caldi here as well, which is kind of a specialty gourmet store.
Yeah, and Caldi was the Caldi very first Japanese grocery store I went to while living here, not traveling, but while living here. And I live in Kobe, and Kobe is said to be like this international, you know, European style city. And I was like, it's true. It really is. This grocery, like, this isn't the best grocery store, but like for a really small grocery store, this is great. Where do I go to my first like real Kobe grocery store? It's going to be amazing. And little did I find out that like Caldi is a very specialty one-off grocery store. And that's not common here.
Yeah, it's basically gourmet foods, but the size of those places are kind of equivalent to like the Japanese markets I had back home. Hmm. And they kind of had just like small aisles, and then they had like end caps that would have some of the treats like kaki no tane, which is the rice crackers and peanuts.
Yeah, like alcohol food.
Yeah, I used to go to those places all the time, but yeah, I never knew, like, I was like, well, a grocery store or a supermarket has got to be like this, but times 10.
Yeah, I'm sure it all depends where you live, you know, like I can't even think within Kobe or within Suma, you know, where I live, there's a lot of variation there. And I imagine if you're in Tokyo or Nagoya or maybe a different city, I would say that's a good point that there is this really small level grocery store that, at least in the U.S., I never had. Like, I don't know in Michigan. I'm trying to think of the smallest grocery store I can think of, and there's none that are as small as some of the ones that you get here. There are big grocery stores here, too, but, yeah, they're called, you know, people just call them marts or supas here, and there's some very, very small ones. I'm talking, like,
liquor five store aisles. Liquor store size.
Something that back home would be like a liquor store. It's like five aisles, and the aisles are like maybe a quarter of what like a big grocery store would be in America, at least. And they just carry like your essentials, you know. The real mom and pop own. Some are subsidiaries, like Toho. Toho is a big company out here. My Toho is so small. It's the smallest like grocery store I've seen in Japan.
Yeah,
and it's sadly for me, it's the closest one to my house, you know, so there's not much going on there. But you're right. The only thing I can think of in that small of a scale in the States are the Asian marts that would be there. So in that way it is. I have one that's kind of like ignorant. I don't know if you agree with this, or I'll show an ignorant side to how young I was. But like for me, there's a very unique smell going to the Asian marts back home that I didn't really get going to like a grocery store in my own neighborhood or something like that. And I used to always really wonder like if I ever go to Korea or Japan or China, like is that the smell that's like just in the country, is that just in the grocery store? Would you agree with that, or am I being
closed-minded? I lived in the San Gabriel Valley of Los Angeles, and over there there's a lot of like Asian markets of all types, and they often had like live fish, and in those sections, you know, it smelled, there was definitely a distinct fish smell.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't find that Japanese markets here smell that bad.
That's what I was going to say. I agree. Now, the question is, like, we've been in Asia for 10 plus years between Korea and Japan. Have we just gotten used to it? I do think I remember going to Korea, not like, I remember the marts in the States being the strongest smelling of, like, fish or just fresh new smells that I wasn't familiar to, maybe. Yeah, and I do remember Korea just like having like half that level. Like, oh yeah, it kind of smells like, you know, kind of fishy when you go in the fish section, but like not quite as bad as that one in the States. And now I can't really even smell it at all anymore, unless I'm like, I don't know, very rarely, like certain fish shops out in the street, like not like a big grocery store, but just like a fishmonger.
You think you acclimated?
I think I've acclimated. Like even like dashi, I remember being sensitive to eating dashi, and now I can't really even taste dashi anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, at least the supermarkets that I go to on a regular basis, they tend to not have, an unpleasant smell in them.
That's right.
I will say, like places like Supa Tamade, and I said that really funny, Supa Tamade, but they have sometimes they kind of smell funky. Yeah. I have one in my neighborhood that's not like, it doesn't smell that great, but I think it has to do a lot with like the freshness and the way that they maintain like the shop, you know, and how they wash it and stuff.
Particular grocery stores in the second half, you know, like to kind of name out some particular chains, you know, so we'll save Supa Tamade because that's definitely a big one. But I do think, I guess for me, I've gone on record a lot with complaining about like haircuts in Japan. It's like my most disappointing aspect of living here. I had really high expectations, but I would say probably second to haircuts are actually grocery stores. I would say I just really expected, because Japanese food is such a thing, you know. That Japanese food is awesome, and the shops you go to for Japanese food in the States are just really modern and high tech and stuff. And for me, the grocery stores here are, there's nothing like a Whole Foods, you know. I feel like there's a lot of like cutting edge eating experiences going on in Western culture in the last 5 to 10 years, where it's like you can buy the food at the grocery store, but they'll also like cook it up for you right there in these little like nooks and crannies. And you got like a craft beer bar, and you pull up to the bar and you get a can of beer, and then you go off and you shop for ice cream. Growing up when I was a kid, you know, that wasn't what a grocery store was in the States. At least that's not where my family shopped. But maybe as I got older, I moved to more urban places. I don't know what it is, what happened first, but I feel like there's people kind of pushing the new limits of what a grocery store is and what a restaurant is in the States. And I feel it's the complete opposite here. That it's pretty old school experience. You know, Japan, you think of as being very modern and clean, and the grocery stores here are pretty old and a bit run down, I think. Granted, your big franchises sometimes aren't that way if you happen to get a really new one that's built in like the last 5 years, but I don't know. Do you feel the same way? Maybe it's just where I live or something, but for me, the grocery stores here are a little bit run down, especially compared to Korea or the US.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like bare basics, you know, and I think they cater to like an older population, at least where I live, you know, it's a lot older. And you don't see a lot of change, but I think that there is small change that's happening. There's a special Life Mart. Life Mart's a chain, and there's one that's near our house. It's a little more gourmet, and they have like gourmet cuts of meats, and they have a way bigger like bento section and like prepared food section. And it looks like a Vons. Like, I don't know if you have Vons in Michigan, but
I know the name.
It's kind of like a dimly lit like huge supermarket in California. And but they're known for being a little more, you know, like slightly more expensive, but also slightly more fancy. Okay. I feel like I get that vibe from this one. They have like more produce than my other Life Marts have in town. Mm. And they have some specialty items that you can't get anywhere else. So a big liquor section with craft beers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't cook that often. I would qualify you as a cook. You know, you're passionate about cooking. You like cooking a lot at home. So for me, I think part of it is like I want to be wowed maybe by superficial things like, you know, nice lights or the packaging and that kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, it might not be the quality of the ingredients that speaks to me the most. Like, just to admit that, I like prepared foods a lot, right? So I want something that's like, oh yeah, I have this prepared thing I can go home and eat, and it's, you know, something nice. Or again, I would like to like eat. It's cool when you can eat at the grocery store even too for me. So sure. I realize that's maybe abnormal, or it's a very like city kind of viewpoint. But I want you to confirm this. I do think while the grocery store experience maybe isn't the best here, it's pretty old school, the quality of the ingredients in general, for me, especially the meat, I can think of just getting really fresh fish that you can eat raw. I'm a big beef fan. The beef quality is really, really good. Would you say that in general that the quality, especially of like produce or fresh food, is better than your average grocery store back home?
Yeah, I would say that like the quality is very fresh, especially when it comes to like the fish and poultry and stuff. Mm. You know, back home, like you never eat raw eggs. I eat raw eggs all the time over here. You know, I'll like barely cook them and eat them on rice and stuff. And
yeah, the craziest thing is where are the eggs stored here? Where do you find the
just,
eggs?
Just on a corner, like sometimes not even refrigerated. So
almost always not refrigerated. They're just out with like the sugar or the flour or something. I'll never forget. I was like, oh yeah, this can't be the right kind of egg. Like I kept looking and looking and looking my first week here, and I was like, I guess it's the only eggs. And the thing is that you can eat those ones raw that are sitting out all day in warmth. That's crazy.
I've never gotten sick from a raw egg, at least I've known. Like I think I've had food poisoning once, and that was from eating out. And I've eaten raw eggs all the time, or have licked like, spoons with cookie batter and stuff. And I've never gotten sick. So I think we were talking about this, Emily and I were talking about this, about how the stores right now, you know, in the pandemic, aren't running out of like poultry and eggs and stuff like that. And really the prefectures are known for producing like a lot of their own produce and poultry and meats. And I think that because of that, you know, you get like some really fresh foods.
Yeah,
and
really
fishing is a big deal too, right? So like, I mean, Japan does tons of fishing, and so all the fish is fresh. It's almost always sushi grade if you go and to the deli department.
That's right, yeah. I don't know how to read the kanji of sushi grade. I've always just eaten the fish raw and never had a problem, so.
I think all of it is like sushi grade.
I hope so. I've tested it out for 5 years and I've been okay. Really fast before we get off of eggs too much. Have you noticed that the yolk color of the egg is different here?
Yeah, sometimes you get some that are really bright orange, like a deep orange.
Dark. And I've heard friends say, like, when they go back home or something, like, the bright yellow of, like, a Western North American egg freaks them out a bit.
And,
yeah. I guess the shell is thicker or something like that here, too. So, yeah. But
well, also, you get the non-white egg shells.
They're brown, almost always brown eggs.
Yeah, it's a little more natural in you can get that back home,
but it's not like the standard, you know.
Yeah,
you bring up a great point with the local food, and one thing if you're used to coming from a Western background that you could be incredibly disappointed by is that you can't just say you like nectarines. You can't just go out in like January or February and buy a nectarine.
No.
Or say or even more so, like say you like strawberries. You can't go out in June or July and buy a strawberry. You might be able to if you go to a very specialty grocery store or like a high-end department store, but you'll pay like, yeah, $30 or something like that for, you know, a thing of strawberries in off season. Because like Matt said, even non-pandemic times, like they don't really import a lot. They do import some things. So like avocados, they'll have year round, and you know, those are coming
bananas,
from Mexico, bananas. So there are certain things, but I would say like 70% of produce is seasonal. And it's like, well, this isn't the season for that. You're not going to get it. And for me, like I was so ignorant. I didn't realize what seasons, like I was like, why are we eating strawberries in December? Like that doesn't make sense. You think strawberries would be like summer, like, right. But like, it taught me a lot about fruit and vegetables and like when things are made or not. Because honestly, in the States, it's just 24/7 year round, whenever you want. You eat nectarines, you eat peaches. Yeah, they might taste a little better at a certain time, but like generally they're gonna be there. Like when you're gonna make a meal, you just think, yep, I got all this here. We're here when you're making a meal, you're like, well, sorry, it's January, can't make that meal. Like can't find this or that ingredient.
Yeah, there's seasons where they're like hardly any apples. Like there'll be like two or three apples at the store, and you're just like, oh, I guess I can't make, you know, anything with apples. I can't get an apple, you know. It is interesting how that happens. Peaches, you know, are also seasonal. Watermelon is seasonal. Yeah. I mean, in California, you could get all that stuff, you know, all year round, and here it's seasonal items.
Yeah. So we talked, you know, we said in general, like the freshness or the quality or the kind of local thing. I mean, I could be ignorant here, but the general vibe I get is like back home, you have to really look for, I want local food, I want organic food. Well, generally, Japan's a smaller country. Like everything's local and organic. Like, you know what I mean? Like there is an organic section, but I always feel like that's like high grade organic, where like just the general normal stuff you're getting is like just standard organic anyway, you know?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, like they're organic or like Whole Foods kind of esque items are usually in the smallest section. I mean, that hasn't caught on, like that health organic, you know, non processed foods really hasn't caught on here.
Every grocery store has it, but like you said, it's like 5% of the overall, you know, section, and even still, like I feel like it's just some kind of like god tier level or organic, because like JMA here means organic. I think, at least that's what I've been told. And that's just like standard, you know, the cheapest line stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You see JMA stamped on it.
I don't know if your stores have this, but my store has like a small section for local growers.
Yes.
So it's like a tiny, it's maybe like a big kiosk, you know, and it's got all these packages. And my favorite thing about these is that it sometimes has a picture of the person who grew it.
Oh, the farmer.
So there's some times where I'll pick up a thing of potatoes or something and take it to Emily and say, would you trust this guy or would you trust this woman, you know?
I have a friend, and she always tells this famous story. You know, my friend's Japanese, and she works in a line of work where there's a lot of foreigners. And she's like, yeah, once we had this like foreigner who came in, and she's like, it's really weird, like this lady who's like lost, you know, so old. Like, I've seen, you know, usually in the milk cartons, it's like really young people who are lost, but I've never seen like a 70-year-old lady like lost before. But I guess in Japan, old people get lost because, you know, the class, I didn't do it anymore. If you're a young listener, listen up. But when we were kids, you know, on the milk carton, they put like lost kids, you know, and you try to find them. And this foreigner who was living over here told my Japanese friend, you know, that she thought the farmers on all the fruit were lost people. And I always crack up at that story.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
No one had to tell me. It just seems so obvious. They have a farmer look to them, you know?
Yeah, yeah. The salt of the earth kind of peoples. But
that's right.
Yeah, I buy that produce, and I think you will attest to this. Sometimes when you do buy local produce, it does actually taste different, you know, like if you buy the carrots in the packet, you know, they taste good, but when you buy the carrots from the local folk, they have a different flavor to them.
I think that local stuff is actually sometimes cheaper than a normal one, which is really interesting, right? Because like the whole organic thing is usually more expensive. In that local section, it's hard to tell because it's usually a smaller quantity, I find. Yeah. So it's hard to like run the math, you know, of like the grams per cost, but it feels like it's the same price as sometimes cheaper. So this is a little funkier, you know, it's got like some dirt on it where you might have to wash it a little bit more than the other ones. But yeah, definitely. I try to buy that stuff whenever I can. I do wonder if it's ever like a marketing ploy, you know, like putting the person's face on it. Like, is that really the person who did it? Or is that just like the kindest looking person they could find? I don't know. But I generally really trust Japan, and I trust that the stuff here is clean and organic and local, because I don't know, that's what I've been told. I've never taken the time to research it myself, but yeah. It's very, you can trust things here, you know, when you go grocery shopping.
I will say I do feel I do feel healthier since I've moved here, which you know, which is a good thing. I will say that the variety of what you have to choose from is a lot smaller. And even if you go to like the frozen food section to find some vegetables that might be a little, you know, a little harder to find, sometimes they don't have very much. They just have green beans and spinach and.
Yeah, you know, I've never been into buying frozen vegetables in my life, but I buy them here just because you can't get the stuff any other way when it's out of season. So you have to buy frozen, you know?
Yeah. They've had some weird things frozen. I've seen lemons slices frozen, which I've never seen anywhere else in the world. And I've seen avocados frozen.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen anywhere else in the world.
Cilantro, frozen cilantro I buy too.
Frozen cilantro?
Oh, yeah, it's sad. It's like you got to resort to that sometimes. I don't want to, but it's better than no cilantro, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead. What are you thinking?
I was going to say, should we talk a little bit about like what kind of aisles they have? Because that's exactly.
I was going to say, we should talk about the layout before we take a break.
Okay. Yeah. Back home, you know, like these big supermarkets or a super Walmart or something like that, you know what they look like. They're huge. They have tons of aisles and stuff. But, you know, your biggest supermarket here in Japan is not going to be that big.
No way.
And the aisles are probably about maybe half the size of
if
like
you're at
a
big,
regular aisle.
Big
in
grocery
United
store,
States.
The biggest kind you can get here. I'm going to say the whole grocery store is like a third of the size to a half.
Yeah.
And yeah. Like you said, it might have a similar number of aisles, but they're going to be half the length.
Yeah. You got your produce section. You got your frozen food section. You got your deli section where they have, it's mostly fish. Like, you know, unlike the States, they don't really do a lot of like beef slices and beef cuts. You have to ask somebody.
There's no like hardcore delicatessen here.
No.
That's the thing I miss the most. If you want turkey or sliced chicken or something, you're not going to get it.
Yeah, sandwiches. Their sandwich game out here is not so great.
It's really weak. There's a lot of opportunity if you ever want to start that up here. But
yeah,
another story.
You got the frozen food section, which, you know, it's got a lot of packaged foods and things.
Yeah, that's also much. For me, I guess I like that section a lot back home. I like mm-hmm. prepared foods and stuff, ice cream and all that. Yeah, that to me is one. It's pretty good. It's better than Korea. I remember when we were in Korea. That was a very sad area. But yeah, that area is pretty small. They don't do like Lean Cuisines or Amy's Meals or stuff like that much here. You get like
there's
gyoza,
a lot of fried rice, a lot of Chinese foods. Mapo tofu.
Yeah.
So like the Chinese tofu and things like that. Yeah. Hmm. Ramen. You can get like frozen ramens. Actually quite good. A couple of frozen ramens I've had have been pretty good. Yeah.
The thing about the ramen is if you buy the meat and the egg and stuff to add in, it's like $5.50, $6. I just think, oh, I could go to a ramen joint and pay like a dollar or two more, you know? Like,
yeah.
You really don't save that much.
When you're in a pinch or in a quarantine, you know?
Yeah, I've been buying it now. I've been buying it now for the first time. And I am surprised that it is really good. But I do just think, if I just paid a dollar more, I could go to a proper ramen place.
So one aisle that I really like that's kind of unique to Japan is the pickle aisle.
Sukimono.
Sukimono. Is like Japanese pickles, and I like to go to that aisle. They've got kimchi, they got all the curry pickles, they got all the white kimchi, they got the eggplant pickles. I love Japanese pickles, so
yeah, I really like them too. Those for me, like I love Japanese pickles, especially out at a restaurant or like an izakaya. And I've always actually been a little disappointed that like the grocery store ones. Of course, like a grocery store is never going to be as good as homemade or like at a good restaurant. Yeah. But I feel like it's like a really big jump down, the ones that are at the grocery stores and stuff.
I will agree. When you get fresh made pickles at like a restaurant, they're really good. Yeah. Like a place that has like pickles on the menu for like at a beer joint or something.
My issue is the serving size is really small. So I'm like, okay, this is like great, man. Like I just want to go home and eat like a bowl of this. So I'm like, all right, I need to like buy a lot of it. And then, yeah, you can't, you know, and at a restaurant, it's like $4 for like three little fork, you know, like for spoonfuls.
Yeah.
So that's the conundrum I live in. I guess we've started trying to make them on our own and we've done pretty well, but yeah, you gotta make pickles on your own. But yeah, they do, if you're in a pinch, like you said, and they have them at a grocery store. To be honest, if you're making a curry and you just throw them in the curry, you can't really tell the difference anyway.
Yeah.
So that's usually when I buy the grocery store ones, tuna curry.
Yeah, the curry ones are pretty good, and then they're also dirt cheap. Like it's like a dollar for like a whole thing of pickles.
Yeah.
I think we should talk about the deli section that they do have. It's not the same as like in Western style deli where you get like sliced meats and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's more like bento lunches, you know.
Yeah, so where the frozen section is lacking in like prepared meals, they kind of make up for that in the, yeah, like you said, the bento. They're like these plastic, you know, little circles or squares with rice and vegetables and meats and stuff. And that's always pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot of good food. I mean, I get the yakisoba all the time. Sushi, they have like sushi rolls. That's one of the places where you can get sushi rolls. I love the deli section.
Yeah, I think if you've never been to Japan, you'll be pretty surprised by the sushi you can get at a grocery store, the quality for the price. You spend like $8, you know, if you're really hungry, maybe $10, and get probably better quality sushi than you are at a $50 or $60 restaurant back home.
Yeah.
In general, you know, there could be special places back home that are better than a Japanese grocery store. But on average, I'd say a Japanese grocery store is like a pretty good sushi restaurant in a Western country.
Oh, it's great to know if you're going to a picnic or something, you know, just grab a couple of bentos from the market and then take them.
If you're coming to Japan on a budget or you live here and it's your first year or something like that, eating those bentos at those grocery stores can just save you so much money, especially if you're single. Because if you're cooking and you're not having leftovers, you know, cooking here for me can be very expensive. I like grocery shopping, you know, but I always just leave kind of bummed out. Like, how is like two little bags $80 or $100? I just feel like I get so little and pay a lot of money. Granted, I have expensive tastes. I like produce. I eat salads every day for lunch. So I'm eating nothing but fruits and vegetables for one of my meals every day. And that can add up. And I like beef is my favorite meat. But
yeah, beef is expensive here too.
I don't know. Do you feel... Did you spend more here at grocery stores than you did back home?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, we make a lot of meals that go with rice, so we stretch it, you know, like we'll make we'll get some meat. We get ground beef and like a thing of ground beef or a thing of ground chicken, we'll divide it up and then use it for bibimbap, you know, some Korean meals or making stir fries or put a little bit in beef curry. So I feel like it's not, I think we stretch our dollar pretty well. You know, if you're budget minded, you can do it. But it can get expensive, especially if you're buying things like fresh produce and buying the bentos all the time. I mean, that can get those, even though they're not that expensive, you still, you know, you get one meal out of it. Whereas if you buy like a thing of fish for $7, you get two, you could get two meals out of it, you know, if you're savvy.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of cooked fish. Cooked fish is definitely a way to save money here.
Yeah. Fish is a lot cheaper.
Or if you eat like a soup or something like that, like miso soup, I think you can save money. Those are like budget things to do.
Yeah. And we do that all the time. Miso is like a staple of my house, you know. Bakeries. There's a bakery.
Yes. And almost every single one has a bakery.
You could get baguettes, and you could get some really weird cheese bread with lots of onions on them and a couple of pieces of corn.
You might not think there's this weird kind of image of like Asia not doing bread well, you know. I guess it's because like the whole rice versus bread thing, but I think Japan and in particular, and I think Korea was kind of starting to get this when we left. They do a certain kind of bread really, really well, and there's not a lot of variety in like loaves of bread here. You know, if you want like a wheat bread or rye bread or pumpernickel, you're not going to get anything close to that. It's all like kind of Wonder Bread style for like the loaf of bread. But like the bread snacks and things, I think are actually pretty fun to shop around.
We have learned that sourdough is campagnou, I believe is how they say it in Japan.
I don't know if it's how it's said. Yeah, it looks like champagne almost.
Yeah, champagne, campagnou. I'm not sure exactly how to. I can't get the pronunciation right, but there it does exist, but it doesn't exist everywhere. You have to go to special places to find that stuff.
Right.
Dairy section is pretty standard. I would say.
Nothing too exciting. You know,
too many cheeses. Like, I mean, if you want a variety of cheeses, there's really two to choose from. In most places.
I think Japan actually is okay with cheese, but you're not going to find it at your standard grocery store. You kind of have to go to like a department store, which we'll kind of cover in the second half of the show, or you need to go to like a specialty kind of cheese shop. But if you do go to those specialty places, I do think the cheese is actually pretty good. And you can find, you have to work hard, kind of like you're saying that like if at a grocery store, it could be as cheap or as expensive as you want. I think with cheese, you can get good cheeses for like $3 or $4, but you got to really shop around and know what you're looking for. If you might just walk in and spend $10, you know, on a block of cheese if you don't really know what you're doing.
Some supermarkets will have a small cheese section, but I mean, that's kind of rare. Like not all supermarkets have like variety in cheeses. They usually just have like shredded cheeses, like a cheddar mozzarella mix. Yeah. And then
the checkout area.
Yeah, the checkout area has got like, I mean, you're pretty standard fare. I mean, there's the dry goods, all the dry goods, which is, you know, your rices, your breads, your cereals, you know, that's usually like an aisle or two.
For me, our checkout, there's a Life Mart near our house. I've been riding bikes a lot lately, so I never knew I had a Life near me, but I found out there's one. And there are, of course, you got your normal aisle and you got the like self-checkout aisle like you would back home. But there's a new thing now, which is like digital pay. So it's like if you're going to use PayPay or like Line Pay, or I don't know in the States what the equivalents are like in Western culture, but basically it's like using your phone. I guess it'd be Apple Pay, right? There's like a whole separate thing for that. It's like a human's there to like do it with you, but you need to like go there if you're using those ones, which is kind of weird.
And for the checkout?
Yeah. So there's like a third tier of checkout now where if you're going to use your phone to pay, there's a third kind of aisle to go down, which is kind of weird and crazy. And then, you know, there's always ice. For me, I'm kind of picky about grocery stores, so I go to ones that are a little bit far away from my house. So always need to get dry ice or regular ice at the end. And we kind of talked about it before, but you get a mine, at least you get a coin. You have to, like, tell them, and they give you, like, a special coin. And you put that coin in, and they give you dry ice if you need it. But to be honest, I'm usually fine to just self-service myself and just get the regular ice for my ice cream and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, dry ice is only good for like on the hottest days and you want to get your ice cream home, you know.
Yeah, You talked there, before you about the lockers. You like the locker system,
right? Yeah, but they've gotten rid of all the lockers in my neighborhood. I think the jig is up, you know?
Yeah, it's rare.
There used to be lockers in pretty much every grocery store in our neighborhood, but in the last, like, year, they've taken them all out. So I don't know why they did that.
I would say, like, department stores for sure still have them. And the good department stores actually have refrigerated lockers. Have you seen those?
No, I haven't. That's great, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, the Daimaru and Shinsaibashi, you know, in your hood, they have them for sure there where you can, like, let's say you buy refrigerated stuff, you stick it in there, and you want to go do a little shopping or something. Yeah.
Oh, that's so really cool. Yeah. So
all the department stores, which are, like, the high-end grocery stores here,
yeah,
they have that, which is cool.
No, I haven't noticed that. I'll keep an eye out for it. That sounds really cool.
Anything else you want to say generally before we take a break?
No, I mean, all of the grocery stores get you to try to sign up for, like, their point cards. Like, that's all have point cards.
They mention it every time you check out.
Yeah, and I never bothered to sign up. By now, I probably have, like, $200 in savings or something. But, I've never done it. Do you have any of the point cards?
Yeah, I do all the point cards. I remember it was one of the first things. I was really nervous. The first time living out in Asia, this is back in Korea. I was really nervous about going grocery shopping my first time, you know, and I was particularly nervous about what they're going to ask me at the register. Cause you know, back home they make small talk there sometimes and stuff. And my buddy, you know, he's like, all right, they really will only ask you two things. He's like, one, they're going to say like, do you have the point card? And here's how you just say like, no, like leave me alone with it. You know, he taught me like that phrase, like in Japan, it's like point card, you deny, like, I don't need it. I don't want it. You know? And he taught me that equivalent. And then he's like, yeah, they're going to ask you if you want a bag. And here's how you say, like, yeah, I want a bag or I don't want a bag. And now that's a little more complicated because Japan is kind of slowly getting rid of the plastic bags, a bit behind Western culture. So it's kind of hard. Like, you can't just have a stock standard answer of, like, can I have a bag or not? Because sometimes they'll just assume you want the bag. Certain places are still giving the bag. And other places the standard is they don't give the bag. So you really have to listen to see what they're going to say about the bag now, because there is no standard. You know, when I first came, they just always gave you one. So I would generally go in and say, no, please don't give me a bag. I don't want it. I'll bring my own bags, you know, where it's not always that way anymore. So
no. And sometimes they'll charge you like two yen or something for a bag. Sometimes there's like these little cards that they have by the register.
Yeah, that's
and you
right.
can take
that's
one
right.
and say, yes, I want a bag, or you could take the one that has a big X on it and say, nah, I don't want a bag.
Yeah, so you just throw this card and you like put it on top of your groceries, and then as that way you don't have to communicate at all if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Which is pretty interesting.
Although they still usually ask.
They do, yeah. That's how
but
exactly.
It's probably because, you know, I always look confused.
Maybe. But the point cards are nice, you know, if you're living here, you save money. A lot of times it's not just for the grocery store. It's like they'll be with your convenience store or with maybe SoftBank or something. So it's like a bunch of companies get together and they're owned by like the same subsidiary company, something like that. So yeah, I like the point cards. But we'll take a break, I think. And then in the second half, we'll talk about very particular grocery stores that we like or maybe we don't like and give you the ins and outs of that.
All right,
and we are back with part two of our Japanese grocery store episode, and we're gonna talk about grocery shops, chains you need to know. You know, we're based in Kansai, Kobe, and Osaka in particular. So that's what we know. I'm trying to think about Tokyo. I go to Tokyo all the time. I'm trying to think about big chain grocery stores out there that pop out in my mind. Do you know any big Tokyo ones?
Oh, man. There's one that's kind of like slipping my mind. I think it was one we had in Los Angeles, but no, well, anyway. Most of them are Kansai that I know.
Well, yeah, my point is a lot of them I think probably will cross over, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know if we might be really Kansai specific and we don't quite realize it. We've already let's go into some of the ones we talked about, right? We talked about Life Mart, and I really like Life Mart. I think it's a cut above their average, you know, kind of tier grocery stores that I have near me. They seem to do more specialty. We were talking about the cheeses particularly aren't great, but I find that the Life Mart cheese is kind of a cut above the rest. Their craft beer section's a little bit better than the other grocery stores in my area. I do think maybe the price is slightly more than like Eon, I would say. Where I live, Eon is the big competitor. It's spelled A-E-O-N, and they're like a massive, they own a lot of stuff out here.
Yeah.
So Eon's a bigger deal.
They're often associated with malls, like shopping malls.
Big shopping malls. They have a lot of like other names they go by too. Like that you might not realize this at Eon, and then you'll see on the products you're buying there. They have like their own line, kind of like a Walmart line or something like that. Those are, I would say, like big competitors, at least for us where we live. And I think Life might be a little bit more money, but I just like the layout of the Life Mart a little bit more. Feels a little more organized in there, and something about them feels better to me. What about you? Do you like Life over Eon too?
Yeah, so I'm a Life guy. I mean, in our neighborhood, we have three Lifes. You know, they're our nearest grocery stores, so I shop there all the time. And there are differences between them.
For
like
sure,
some of them are a little more like rugged, you know, just your standard goods. And then there are the ones that are a little fancier that have craft beer and better cheeses, like New Zealand cheeses and stuff like that. So it depends on the one you come across. But yeah, I like Life better than the Eon malls.
I'm remembering something I really wanted to mention that I would have done in the first half, but I want to do now, which for me, and maybe you and I might differ in this way, but I was like a once a week, twice a week. Once a week, once every.
I was going to bring this up too, I think.
Once every other week grocery shopper in the States. So I was going grocery shopping maybe 2 times a month, 3 times a month in the States. And even during this time now, which is like the pandemic, you know, I would like to stay at home and follow that. I've just had the hardest time grocery shopping in Japan for more than 2 or 3 days, like planning more than 2 or 3 days ahead. I find myself, in general, when it's not pandemic time, grocery shopping every day to maybe every other day. And and most other people I know in my area, like the other workers and stuff, they're the same, that they might go every other day. It's for sure if there's like a stay-at-home parent, which in Japan is a bit old-fashioned, it's almost always a woman, so like a stay-at-home mom, I find that they go every day or every other day, and they're just buying like only what they need. I think a big part of that is like you're not having a car, so it's like you can only bring what you can carry home or on a bike. Right, and the bike, you know, helps you a lot. Now so, you're I know you're not exactly like me, so let's hear how you are.
Yeah, so we're not like a lot of people in our neighborhood, because I think in general, most people do shop day to day, right? Mm. And but I don't really do that very often. And so Emily and I, we usually get the carts, and the carts in supermarkets have just a place for two baskets. It's not like a big cart like in the States where it's like so this gigantic.
Yeah, the basket is so like a hand. It's like a hand basket that you can only hold with your hand, and you can just put it on this really small cart.
Yeah, like I mean, in any supermarket back home, they probably have the hand baskets, you know, and all you have is two of them, and we'll fill those with groceries, and we'll buy them. So now we're shopping pretty much for about 2 weeks. We get about 2 weeks of groceries out of, I mean, we don't have a child, so, you know, I know that makes like a big difference. And like I said, we make a lot of things with rice. So, you know, we'll make rice or pasta or something that'll last a couple of days. But Emily and I always joke when we get to the register, we always just tell each other, the kids are gonna really eat well. You know, we just start talking in English, you know, about how many children we have, because it looks like we're shopping for like the biggest family.
But you only fill up those two baskets, or do you have four?
Yeah,
like you each have your own cart, so you have four.
No. We fill two baskets. We don't do the four. That's too ghetto for us.
I can't believe it. Yeah, that lasts you 2 weeks.
I mean, we'll do trips to Yamaya, which is like another specialty. It's like a liquor store. and get like canned goods there, right? And so between the two things, we can make a lot of different meals. We make a lot of soups, and soups last, you know, you don't need a lot of cart space for a soup, but it makes a lot of food once you add all the water, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could give you a list and then you can
coronavirus? Was it also just twice a month?
It was probably similar, yeah. I mean, I think we went once a week for sure. Okay. You know, we didn't shop for quite as much, and we still made a lot of meals at home, but we would eat out a lot too. So,
yeah. My big thing is just like, I guess, yeah, it depends what your diet is, but for me, I make lattes a lot with coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that alone is like, I need almost like a thing or two things. They don't have gallons here. I don't know what it is, like a liter. I guess I need like 2 liters a day almost for milk, just for that. Whoa. And then it's really heavy to carry milk, right? When you don't have a car or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the salad, like lettuce, I can only buy enough salad for like 3 days in a row. And then if I try to buy 4 or 5 days ahead, the lettuce goes bad.
Yeah.
And the lettuce doesn't last that long.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So I guess those are like the two items that make me keep going back, you know?
Well, you got to switch over to cabbage.
No, man.
Cabbage is way tastier than lettuce, and it lasts way longer.
I don't know about that.
You're not a cabbage person? I like cabbage.
No, I get spinach.
Cabbage patch kid.
But but in general in Japan, you agree, right? Most people are going every other day or so.
Yeah, I think so. I think we are the exception to the rule.
There are these really small markets. We talked, kind of hinted at before, but yeah, I think people do multiple kinds of grocery shopping, and I know that I do for sure. It's like, all right, I know the best avocados are at the Aeon, but the best cheese is at the Life. So it's like, yeah, you switch it up a lot, and all right, now I got to go to like the big, you know, super, or they carry more like Walmart stuff. But I guess that's something I kind of want to get on too, is like there is no E-Mart in Korea, Home Plus in Korea, Walmart in the States, or Meijer, or whatever you have, or like...
like a superstore?
You're not buying clothes and grocery shopping generally here. They have like really old person clothes. There's a couple places I can think of that do have clothes.
Yeah, Life does that sometimes.
But it's like really catered to like the older population. And it's so small. It's like 2 pairs of pants total. You know, it's it's not like you can do your back to school shopping and go grocery shopping, you know, like. It's just not going to happen. Clothes are one thing that pop out, but like, yeah, you're not going to be buying mops and a tool kit and stuff. You know, you got to go to like specialty stores for all those things. They'll have basic items. Like they might have a couple pots and pans. Yeah. If you're not particular.
Small pharmacy section, like with your general things like toilet paper, paper towels, you know, cleaning supplies.
Mm.
But very small, and sometimes a small like toiletries section, like and things for like hair care products and things like that. But
I usually hate
a small section.
Yeah, I hate that. Like, there's a part of me that wants that kind of one stop shop. Like, I know how bad they are for local businesses and stuff, but I do look forward to it when I do go to other countries. And it's very overwhelming when you go to those grocery stores that just have like these massive aisles. And
yeah,
you know, I'm 6'2" and. Yeah, the aisles, you reach all the way to the top, you know, and the aisles all the way in the bottom that I can barely get to. And the aisles that are spanning, it feels like, you know, a quarter of a mile or something like that. There's all that variety, and for all the kind of, what do you call them, alternative diets, right? The gluten-free, the vegan-free, and, you know, grocery stores here don't really have that stuff.
Cereal aisle, like a whole aisle of cereal.
That one's famous, you know.
Yeah,
cereal here, Japanese cereal, you get maybe 6. It's getting better, but
yeah, they have Fruit Loops now.
It was a weird kind though, right?
It tastes like Fruit Loops. It's not quite as good as Fruit Loops, but the name is something different. It's like Unicorn Loops or something.
Yeah. Anyway, Life and Aeon are two of the big standard ones, and yeah, they each kind of have their own specialty things. You hit on.
I would say Aeon's closest to like the superstore. If you're gonna compare them, because yeah, they do typically have there's a lot of times they're in a super like a mall, so there are clothes like above it and you know some other things pharmacy in there and stuff. You can kind of get everything at an Aeon Mall.
For me, the closest thing you're going to get to like a kind of a higher end, like a Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or something, is like the department stores here. And that's a very unique culture all on its own. Korea had a similar one. You go to these department stores, so it's like a Macy's or whatever, but it's always in the basement. Sometimes it's like two or three basement floors. So like the B2 and the B3. And that's going to be like the most kind of gourmet, high-end stuff you're going to get. And
a lot of import foods.
A lot of import foods, really high-end produce. And that's where the famous like $100 watermelons are, you know.
And they're in the shape of a pyramid or a shape of a...
That's right.
Yeah.
That's generally the only place you're gonna find that stuff. And when you go there, I guess that is kind of a one-stop shop, because you could go upstairs and buy some clothes or, I don't know, jewelry or whatever. But, you're not going to have, like, home good items. It's definitely more of a bougie feel. And, there are some really – the Shinsaibashi Daimaru particularly feels like a really nice one.
Yeah. A lot of Daimarus, a lot of
Daiei is another one. Do you know Daiei?
Daiei,
it's like an orange logo. They have them out in Hawaii too. I was wondering if you guys had those in California.
All the lines, like the big companies that own malls and cities and stuff, the Hankyu
department store in Umeda is incredible. Really nice.
There's a couple of Hankyus in town, and they all have really good markets.
One thing that's cool is like above the market level, usually, so like it's on a different floor, they have all these like little stalls, and they're like little baked items, and they're from France and Italy and all these places, and they just make like one thing, like a tart or like a eclair or lots of baked items I've never heard of in my life, like a Mont Blanc, and there's all these things here that are kind of like really big in Japan. Those sections to me are really kind of cool and uniquely Japanese.
Yeah. Sometimes they have some deli items too, like salads, like avocado salads or like Chinese food and stuff too. And I love those places.
Yeah.
But I never seem to eat there very often. I think it's just not quite convenient enough.
Mm.
You know?
I don't know why that is. Because I really like prepared food. But that's also why I think grocery shopping is expensive, and maybe you don't. It's because I get like the avocado tofu salad, and that's great. It's like $9, but it's just like a side. You're still hungry after. It's not like a meal. That stuff's really, really nice and really tasty, and I find it convenient because it's all packed up for you. But the key issue is that it's not cheap.
I don't have much more to say about markets. Is there anything else you have to talk about? I mean,
not too much. There are like import shops, that really specialize in like Western or hard to find items if you're cooking food. In Kobe, we have like a lot of like Middle Eastern population, and they have like halal food or Indian marts and stuff. And in Tokyo, I know there's some particular ones too. So if you are a Westerner and you're really searching for that particular item, you can find them, but it is a very pricey endeavor. Costco, it does exist in Japan, but they're always in the worst locations. So you gotta take a bus, like subways don't go there typically.
If you have a car, it's no problem.
It's not a big deal. And I'm trying to think.
There is one. There are these chains they're kind of like wholesale food stores, but they're for restaurants, and they're called like the A Plus or A Mart and things like that. And there are a couple of them around in my neighborhood that we've come across, and they usually sell things like the frozen food. So it's like all sorts of frozen stuff. Tempura prepared and pasta prepared and all these things prepared in like kind of a whole food way. And I mean, if you go to like an Italian restaurant, this is probably the stuff you're eating, if you get like pesto, it's like a big old brick of pesto.
Yeah.
So, I believe they're called A Plus or A Land. And we've been going there lately just because the spices are a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of interesting spices that you can't get in your regular supermarket.
Do you guys have a place in Osaka called Gyomu Supa? Gyomu?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's one really far up north.
Okay. That's the one that's...
northern Osaka, yeah.
Yeah, they're all over Kobe. They're not, like, as prevalent as other places you mentioned, but, you know, every three or four stations will have them. And they're a really fascinating one. Like, their reputation is, like, not good because they carry a lot of, like, non-Japanese items, which people in Japan tend to think as, like, bad or not safe or dirty. But if you're, you're trying to cook international food here, you can find a lot of things that you can't find other places, and it's really, really cheap. And as I was thinking about that place, which is cheap, we kind of talked about the first half, which is Super Tamade, which is a very particular Osaka grocery store chain, which is only found in the south of Osaka. So they're only south of, like, Shinsaibashi area. You can't find them north of there, and they're not in Kobe. And for me, that was, like, a very early love with Kanzai of... For me, it just happened to be literally the first grocery store I ever went to in Japan. And it was the one in a neighborhood called Horie, which is really,
very,
like,
unique.
Yeah, so Horie is, like, a really posh, trendy area. And that I thought it was, a cool grocery store. You know, it would fit into, like, a posh area. But I found out that the reputation was, very low class. Like, I don't know, pseudo-run by, like, Yakuza. They only employ, like, non-Japanese workers and pay them really poorly. And, the food's, like, from China when it's not supposed to be or advertised that way. And their famous thing is they'll have, like, the Sunday ad, and it's just a bunch of items that are just 1 yen, and they just, like, list as 1 yen. I don't know. Like, I think you have to, like, buy in bulk to get that price or be, like, a member or something. I don't know, because I never go there and see, like, actual items for 1 yen. Yeah. Somehow they advertise, like, all these things cost 1 yen.
Yeah, they're really wild. They got fluorescent lights all around and these mirrors, like, everywhere. And, I mean, you can't miss it if you see them. Like, it's, like, rainbow-colored, bright, gaudy, like...
I'll choose that for our show image. I'll definitely make sure that you see
Super Tamade. We should get... I know you went for Halloween as Super Tamade once.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I was Halloween the grocery costume. Store. It was my Halloween costume, so...
So your love goes deep.
That's right. No, it's just... It feels like a pachinko parlor, if you know what a pachinko parlor is. It's not loud, but it's very bright and brash. And, you think of neon, but it's literally just, like, random neon signs that just say, like, gibberish in English. Like, they're not even grocery store related, you know? And
if you find an older one, they always have, like, murals of all these, like, characters, like famous cartoon characters that they definitely don't pay for, like Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, like Woody Woodpecker. It's like a lot of weird ones, you know. It's just all thrown together.
Yeah, in Korea, you know, Japan has this reputation of being like, Japan's like, you know, it's really clean and nice and stuff, but it's just so expensive. And I just remember, like, that was the grocery store I was going to and eating at every day. And I was trying to, like, do the trip frugally, and I was like, what are you guys talking about? Like, peaches are like $1. I got, like, a bento for $3, you know? Like, this is so, so cheap. But yeah, like, the quality of this stuff isn't amazing. But, you know, for me, when you're in a country and you're overwhelmed by everything and, you know, relative to the country I was in, I thought all this stuff was really good. So I do wish there's Super Tamade in my area. But it's probably the kind of thing where if I live next to one, I don't know if I'd shop there all the time, but... It's a novelty for me not living there, and I think it's awesome. So
I mean, I live by a whole bunch, and I go in, like, maybe twice a year.
There you go.
Super Tama. Like,
not a fan.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, when I need something, you know, I'll go in. But the other markets are a lot better. They're co-ops, too. You know, you have a co-op by your
co-ops,
home.
We have
a co-op, too. Yeah.
I go to co-op the most. They're quite expensive. It's kind of a co-op, if you know what cooperative, where a bunch of people, local people, are getting together. It's kind of like a pseudo co-op. But the name
they
kind of
sell
co-op.
Like the same products that they do in, like, other stores. You know, I mean, you get all the same, like, dashi stock and, like, you know, all these.
A lot of people
same
say
beers
that
everything.
A lot of people say it's a little more expensive, but the quality is better. I don't know if that's true or not, you know.
Sometimes produce, though, is better, a little bit better.
Mm.
I would say the produce, they at least at the one by us, actually, they have a bigger variety of produce.
Yeah, everyone says that. So, must be true.
Yeah, maybe yours is no good.
Mine's pretty good.
Nah, it's whack.
Anyway, That's probably a wrap for everything we have to say about grocery stores. So if you come to Japan, that's what you're in for. I think, if you need to save money, it's a good place to go. If it's cheaper than a convenience store, I love a convenience store, but you can probably save about 15%, 20% from the prices offered at the convenience store if you're going grocery shopping. So check one out. If you live here, I'm sure, hopefully we spoke to you and you agreed with some of what we were saying. Maybe we forgot something. So if we did, send us an Instagram comment. Let us know what we missed.
Yep. You could find us all over the internet at Japan 2.0. You spell out point. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And we probably mostly on Instagram. So definitely check that out. We always put up cool images and stuff. And we love hearing from everybody.
That's right.
Thanks for reaching out and thanks for helping us through these quarantine times.
I think for song, I'll think of one or you'll think of one and I'll just insert it in, say the name here. I feel like
we're going to insert the name here.
Yeah, I think we can think of something. Yeah, good.
I think we should. I think off mic we mentioned MC Gohan.
Yeah.
We got to use the MC Gohan. She epitomizes,
food.
The food life, food culture, you know?
All right, there you go. MC Gohan it is.
DJ Misoshiro to MC Gohan.
Japan 2.0 favorite.
Enjoy. Until next time.
And eat some Japanese food. Thanks to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peace.
See ya. よこさないでクリーンなプレー沸かすスタンド米が立つのムラスジ感も計算済み手塩かけ思い馳せるブラジル解説者勝手に言っとけばパンケーキじゃ後半持たないわスパやイプレス囲い込め今ですノリは熱いうちが基地です。ホイッスル完成ハーフタイム赤い勝ち星押し込んだライス出番を待ってた壺の中興奮のるつぼとカスタスタジアムここで登場スーパーサブ黄色がまぶしいアウェイの彼流れ置かえるあなたの役目試合を変えるたくあんの歯応え
Yo, we are One Extra DJs. And if you want more freestyles, maybe the World Cup freestyles have tickled your fancy, then why not subscribe here?
Do it.
Do it now.
Press the button.
Subscribe.
Stop making it take long.